The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all of this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at the lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Why the people of Jesus' town did not believe in him? What kept them away from Christ? The first thing is, I think, for us to recognize that when we encounter Christ, when people encounter Christ, we have a free will to make a choice. Are we open to this man that we encountered, or we are closed ourselves completely to that person? We've heard how Jesus yesterday healed the woman with the hemorrhage. She was open to see if she touches Jesus, what would happen. It's not necessarily a very deep faith, but she was open. Before we get to faith, the person has to have an open mind. The parents of the young girl who died, even after the news that she died, they were open to let Jesus come and heal her. The people of Nazareth did not have that openness because they were too familiar with Jesus. He grew up there. They know that he's a carpenter. They know his mother. They know his what they call his brothers and sisters. We understand those to be his cousins because they all grew up together at that time. Where did he get all of this? He didn't go to school to become a scribe, to know the law and the religion. He wasn't a Pharisee. How can he do these things, you know? They were close-minded to him because they're too familiar with him. A lot of times we still do the same in our approach of the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. We're too familiar with the Eucharist. We come to Mass sometimes every day or every Sunday. We, you know, go through the prayers. We come forward, we receive the Eucharist. Do you have an open mind when you come to receive the Eucharist that you're truly touching and allowing Jesus to touch you? That encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist can bring healing into your life. Or we're just too familiar with it that we'll do it without any thinking. Closing ourselves to the power of the Eucharist, the same power that Jesus had. The power to heal the sick, the power to calm the storms, the power to overpower demons. Jesus does not act against our will. We don't have to have a deep faith. We don't have to understand the Trinity or the Catechism of the Catholic Church. But we have to be open that when we encounter Jesus, as we receive the Eucharist, we are in the presence of God, and that presence will bring us healing.